Janet Muller from Pobble joining us this morning as well. Good morning to you, Janet.
Hi.
So we notice in the Irish News today, their headline, Irish Act and Draft Agreement did not go far enough. You've described the legislation that was proposed as extremely weak. Why?
Well, I think that, we're basing those comments really on a certain number of documents that have been leaked by Eamon Malley. Of course, the documents that everybody's talking about. And we know that some of the detail of that is missing. We know, for instance, that there are appendices which are not included in the leaked documents. So we don't know the full story of this. We can only look at what we have in the public domain. And we've called on the politicians to release the whole information and let us all have a look at the whole thing. But looking at this, the documents that have been leaked, and giving recognition as well to how long this process has been and how difficult it's been for politicians from all sides and to the work that's gone into this. The proposals for the Irish Language Act don't create any rights, apparently, from this document. And that's a really fundamental issue, because without the creation of rights, you have no baseline for informing public bodies what it is that they have to do, what their bottom line is for provision.
Well, there would be an Irish language commissioner within this, wouldn't there? Irish language would be seen as an official language. Official recognition of the status of Irish language in Northern Ireland, the creation of an Irish language commissioner, the duty on that commissioner to introduce best practice standards, to provide advice and guidance to executive departments, public bodies, arm's length bodies on the promotion and facilitation of the Irish language. What more do you want?
Well, you know, the way that that role is described in the first place, it's two roles put into one. They're asking the commissioner to be both gamekeeper and poacher. What the commissioner has to do, and it's not the commissioner who establishes what the standards are from this draft, it looks as if it is the First Minister and the Deputy First Minister who will provide agreed guidance on the production of language standards to the Commissioner. Now, that means that politicians, First and Deputy First Minister, are telling the Commissioner what the bottom line is, not the Commissioner telling anyone else, and not the legislation either. And then the Commissioner has to consult on developing those standards and categories, and then the Commissioner has to go back to the First and Deputy First Minister and get them to agree it. And then the Commissioner has to go out and talk to all the public bodies and agree a plan with them.
Janet.
And then after that, that Commissioner has to police the same agreement that they've just made. Now, the problem here is the problem of a triple veto on what the standards are. What we have always wanted from an Irish Language Act is that it would remove the Irish language duties from the hands of politicians who have not been shown...
Well, you want every street sign in Irish.
Well,
for example, when we're talking about what you want, and I know, but when unionists heard that from your group and from Conra na Gaeilge about a week ago, how did you expect them to react? Every single street sign in Irish.
When we met Arlene Foster, Edwin Poots and Christopher Stalford back in April, we had a very mature conversation and an interesting conversation with them about what kind of an Irish Language Act we wanted. And we explained that, in our view, a weak Irish Language Act, which had holes in it and which really would not be in a position to advance services for Irish speakers, would just create frustration and tension. And that it really wouldn't make it any easier for them to agree that kind of proposal with their community. And this is what we've seen. These proposals are extremely weak. They're full of holes. The detail is missing. They depend entirely on an agreed approach between politicians,
okay,
which they have shown themselves
okay
to be incapable of achieving for the last 11 years.
Janet, thank you very much indeed. Thank you.